Hello and welcome to SourceCast episode number 12. I'm Joey Lombardi. This week we have a solid collection of new stories about IBM, EMC, and HP, the usual suspects. So let's get to the show. IBM has purchased another company. They purchased a German company called Iris Analytics, which provides real-time fraud analytics. The company was purchased for undisclosed terms, and it has the ability for using machine learning language and machine learning algorithms to enhance its results, aka Watson. In news that should be surprising to no one, IBM has once again topped the patent creation list in 2015. IBM registered 7,355 unique patents. They generated more than 2,000 patents in the area of cognitive computing and cloud platform. Over the last 12 episodes, we have spent a lot of time on IBM's performance, their struggles as they try to transform this 100-year-old company into something new and something that can survive in the modern computing world. We have discussed their stock performance. I should really say their stock woes. But then I read that IBM's profits are at an all-time high. And I find that confusing. IBM's per-share profitability has hit a historical high in the most recent 12-month period. Apparently, this improvement can be attributed to two factors: value-accretive share buybacks and the firm's shift in focus to less asset-intensive businesses, aka shedding off their hardware businesses. However, uncertainty remains as to how soon the company will be able to generate revenue growth. The growth in profits and cash flow are arguably more important to valuation. Like IBM, HP Inc. is struggling. HP Inc. is the split off of Hewlett Packard that handled printing and computing predominantly. Holiday sales figures for PCs were released, and they weren't good. Market leaders Lenovo, HP, and Dell all showed decreases. Lenovo dropped about 1 million units, HP dropped about 1.3 million, and Dell lost about 500,000. This is the fifth straight quarter of worldwide PC declines, and the holidays did not boost the market outside of Apple, who did see a boost in sales. The other part of the split, Hewlett Packard Enterprises, is reportedly looking to sell off their stake in the company known as Emphasis. The Emphasis asset was part of EDS, Electronic Data Systems, which HP purchased in 2008 for approximately $14 billion. But as we reported on the blog, many of those EDS assets and employees have been spun off or shifted to outsourcing. Several EDS employees have been moved to consulting agreements. The company's Technology Solution Group segment shifted its outsourcing services operations and part of its consulting and integration activities to Electronic Data, which is an Indian company. Electronic Data has actually functioned as an independent subsidiary of HP for the last few years. As Hewlett Packard Enterprise attempts to restructure its IT consulting and services group, they're looking to sell off Emphasis, and their valued stake is around $1 billion. Since we're talking about selling companies, we have to talk about EMC. The news cycle around EMC has been fairly static. It's the same story. People are confused and worried about the merger. There's potential staff reductions. But there was one news blurb that I read over the week that I found interesting. And that's that EMC stock fell 14% in 2015. The stock went from $29.83 to $25.68. Its share price fell 6.2% in October, and it experienced a year-over-year drop of 8.3% in earnings per share. EMC is expected to report $6.1 billion in reported revenues and is in line with analyst estimates. Rounding out tech news this week is Microsoft. Microsoft announced a drop in their cloud hosting prices up to 17%. Microsoft has long said that they would match Amazon's prices for computing and storage. Earlier this month, Amazon dropped the price of some of its general purpose, computing, and memory-optimized EC2 machines. So as Microsoft, Amazon, Oracle, and Google, and IBM push out into the cloud, the pricing should theoretically start to drop. So my question to my enterprise corporate listeners: we have five companies, they're all pushing each other to get customers. Are we seeing our prices drop? Before I end the podcast this week, I wanted to share an article that I read that gives the advice to never touch things twice. That rhymed. The idea is, if you start something, try to finish it as you're doing it and not stop, start something else, go back to it, because it's a huge time waster. And as I said on the blog, it's a lovely thought. It's a good idea. Sometimes we don't have that luxury. But with that being said, I used to own a computer repair shop, and I was in business with my cousin. My cousin did not know about technology and computers. He knew how to run a business, and I had another job. So when I would walk into the store, the first thing that he would say to me is, "Call the customers. Call, 15 computers came in today. Call the customers." And I used to fight with him because I wanted to look at the machines first, because I wanted to have an educated conversation with the customers. This is what's wrong with your computer. It's probably going to take this amount of time. And we both had our points. But one of the things that I can tell you is when you're trying to fix 15 computers at one time, you do tend to get distracted and you do forget to call people sometimes. And then you get a call from a customer saying, "Hey, what's the status of this thing? Is it bad that they called?" Not necessarily, but would it be better if you called them? Yeah, that does sound better, doesn't it? At least from a customer perspective, at least from a person that tried to run a business for 4 years, it's good to keep the customers happy. So I will leave you with that. Thank you for listening this week, and we'll be back again with episode number 13. Take care.